My name is Bernard Ambe. I was born in Cameroon in a small town called Bafout. I am 34 years old. Well, Cameroon is it's a beautiful country. It's in West Central Africa. And growing up in Cameroon, I had a lot of fun with my friends. I was born in a small village, so people are free. Kids run around, play. But my family moved to the capital city, which is called Yaoundé. It's about 8 hours by road. My country is bilingual. Bilingual means that we speak two languages. So English and French are the official languages, just like Canada. It's very well developed. You have big buildings like, you know, downtown Pittsburgh with skyscrapers. The roads are paved. Also, on the weekends, we would cook, you know, traditional meals. And during the cooking time, we would listen to music. You know, you have different African artists back home that you will listen to, and we will dance, you know, we'll have fun and we will tease each other, you know, oh, you don't know how to dance, you know, I dance better than you, you know, my style is, you know, better than yours, you know, and it will be a competition to see who was the best dancer, you know, and those are the things that I remember from back home that I actually miss. Also, we had family meetings, you know, we have a huge extended family, so my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, and these family meetings would take place in different houses. So 1 month it would be in my house, the next month it would be in my uncle's house, the next month it would be at my aunt's house. And during this time, you know, we would assign who would cook what traditional meal and who would bring drinks and who would bring music. At the end of it, you know, we'll eat the food and just have a good time. We came from the English-speaking portion, but we lived in the capital city in Yaoundé. My grand aunt, she was the first female English-speaking person to open up a bar in the capital city. And that was big. It was one of a kind. So I grew up in a big compound where we had a bar, and you had many different people come in to drink, to have a good time. And I remember living there with a lot of my uncles and aunts, and some of them are in the United States now. And I had a lot of fun with them. You know, again, traditional dances. We had a lot of traditional dances and ceremonies. And I was a fifth grader at that time. It was really, really fun because all these different family members live under the same roof. I come from a very poor family, and growing up, life was a little tough. My mom was a single parent. She still is a single parent. She raised four of us, and she worked as a housekeeper to make sure that we had food and clothing and shelter. And as the first child, it was my responsibility to give her a helping hand and take some of the burden off. So she worked those jobs to put us through school. I went to the university, and we decided that it would be a great opportunity for me to come to the United States because I could further my studies here and get a better job and be able to support my family back home. It wasn't an easy process because you have to apply for a visa, you have to make a passport, come up with money for the plane ticket, you know. So the family got together and we had a family meeting and we decided that it would be a good thing to do. So we did a fundraiser to buy the plane ticket, and I'm glad that I was successful and I came over, and now I am able to support my family back home, especially my daughter and my niece. When we came to the United States, I first lived in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I came here August 1st, which was fall. And when I flew in, it was a little sunny. It was 60 degrees. And I thought, this is really nice. But 2 days later, the temperature dropped to about 40, which 40 is really not that bad. But I was like, oh my God, what is this cold? So I went outside to pick up the mail, and immediately opening the door, I jumped back in the house, and I was staying with my stepmom at the time. And she was surprised. She said, Ben, what's wrong? I said, what is that outside? It's really cold. And everybody started laughing at me. They were like, Ben, it's really not that cold. Wait till winter gets here. It gets really cold. And the winter that year was harsh. So I went from Africa, which is in the tropics, to Minnesota, where it's cold. It's almost like the tundra. It's cold and icy. That was really different for me. My first job in the United States was a Foot Locker. I was an assistant manager there. It was a really nice job. It was really cool. I really liked it because we had a toddler section. And when I left Cameroon, my daughter was 3. So when they brought those kids to buy shoes for them and I helped them, I would fit the shoes on them. It actually reminded me of my daughter. So that job was really important for me. And then my stepfamily and I, we moved to Indiana. And in Indiana, I decided to go to school for surgical technology. I got a job in Spokane, Washington. The duties of the surgical technologist is we work in the operating room during surgery. You know, we help the surgeons, you know, pass instruments and the supplies. We set up for all the different surgeries. We also need to understand human anatomy, how the body functions and what the surgeon is working on. So that's what I do right now. I work as a surgical technologist at the Children's Hospital of UPMC. I love it. I love every minute of it because it never gets boring. You do different types of surgeries and they're mostly kids. So it's a very rewarding career because you're helping people improve their lives. That makes me feel really good about myself.